This goes to Dr. Stebbleton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Harold Clark, who goes by Mike, date of birth 4-23 of 1947. Dear Dr. Stebbleton, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Clark with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, a history of a live donor renal transplant from his niece in 2008, and COPD. His last visit was April 4th of 2022. He did have COVID infection. That was June of 2022. Recovered well. He did not require inpatient hospitalization, he reports, but did have a cough and some shortness of breath, but he feels as if he is recovering as expected currently. He has lost 4 pounds since his last visit. He has chronic dyspnea since the COVID, and he does have dysphagia. He had a history of an open decubiti on his sacral area that ruptures regularly, not currently, though. He's immunosuppressed with his Prograf, mycophenolate also, and prednisone due to the kidney transplant. He's on Xarelto 20 milligram daily also for anticoagulation. No headaches or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no current edema. And medications, he's off the sodium bicarbonate, and he's also off potassium. He is, I want to highlight, Lasix, 40 milligram daily. He's also on Rocaltrol, 0.5 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. For pain, he uses the diclofenac gel, nothing oral. Also Lipitor, and he uses Duoneb up to 4 times a day as needed. And Pro Air inhaler every 4 hours. He can have 2 inhalations. The immunosuppressants are mycophenolate. He takes 750 milligram twice a day, and the Prograf is 3 milligram twice a day also. He's on Protonix 40 milligram daily. The Lasix is 40 milligram daily. Prednisone 5 milligram daily. He uses Trazodone 50 milligram 2 at bedtime for sleep. Physical examination, weight 140 pounds, blood pressure is 116 over 66, pulse is 54. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 12th, 2022. His Prograf level is 4.5. We generally prefer the range at his stage of transplant to be 4 to 8. His tends to fluctuate a lot. Previous level was 9.4, and the one before that was 12.1. Urinalysis, negative for blood and 30-plus protein. Hemoglobin, 11.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Albumin, 3.5. Calcium is 9.3. Creatinine, 1.2, which is improved. Sodium, 141. Potassium, 4.2. Carbon dioxide, 27. And phosphorus, 3.0. Assessment and plan, stage 3A. Chronic kidney disease with recent COVID infection that he is currently recovering from. And his creatinine levels are improved since the end of May of this year at 1.2. And history of the renal transplant in 2008, live donor from a family member, and chronic COPD. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.